Good evening from Cork. Good evening from a very sunny, warm Cork on a Wednesday evening, the 20th of May 2015. And I'm off to do something this evening that I've never done before. And I thought there's a chance you might be interested. So I'm off to encourage people to use good language. None of this foul stuff, none of this filthy stuff, none of this impressive stuff, none of this complicated long words, just short, sharp, vital words. That's what I'm doing. I'm actually going to a meeting of that world-famous organization called Toastmasters. And Toastmasters will be meeting in the Radisson Blue Hotel in about 20 minutes. And I'm doing something I've never done before. I'm going to play the role of, would you believe, grammarian. Now, that's a mouthful, grammarian. I mean, nobody goes around saying, you know, I met a grammarian yesterday. Or I'd like to be a grammarian. Or any such thing, ever. But that's what Toastmasters call it, grammarian. And the job of the grammarian could be summarized in the simplest way, and it's to give everybody a word and encourage them to use it, count how many times they use it, and then keep a note of any nice fancy phrases you use during the meeting. But that's a lousy presentation of what the grammarian's role is about. So let me try and give you a much more interesting presentation on the role of the grammarian. Look, in the first place, everybody in Toastmasters has a cause, right? A cause for which they're at Toastmasters, right? And also a duty. So a cause and a duty. So what is the cause? What cause do I have going? What cause does everyone else at this meeting have this evening going? Right. The cause is to get better and better and better at speaking in public. That means not speaking to yourself, speaking to other people. Public could be one person, public could be a whole group, it could be a conference, it could be, oh God, it could be 1,000 people. It could be talking on an audio booth. This is public speaking, is it not? So, the cause is to get better at public speaking. And the duty of everybody at this meeting tonight is to help each other to get better at public speaking. That's the duty. That's what we all signed up to do when we joined. Not just to be selfish bastards just trying to get what we want out of it, but to be helpful to other people. That's the whole ethos. Now, going on from there. How to help somebody become better at public speaking? Well, of course, you can give them all sorts of advice about how they should begin, how they should have a middle, how they should have an end, and all sorts of stuff like that. But easily overlooked in the area of public speaking is the quality of the language, the richness, the diversity, the way in which words capture imagination, intellect, and emotions. So, the more people can get better and better at capturing the imagination of people through their words, through the pictures that are painted, capturing the imagination in that way, taking people on a journey. Secondly, the more people can provide information, the intellect, impress upon the memory, make it easy for people to absorb descriptions, details, facts, information, the better. So the words that are needed to convey information. And thirdly, and these are in no particular order, the feelings, the words that are used to stir the feelings of people. So we're all there to basically help ourselves to be more effective at using language designed to stir emotions, language designed to educate, and language designed to be creative, I suppose, to spark, to have a vital effect on the imagination of people, wherever they are. So we got to help each other to do that. And that's where the grammarian comes in. The grammarian gives a word to the meeting. Right, what kind of a word will the grammarian give? It needs to be a word that will affect the intellect, the educational side of a person, or the emotional side, or the imaginative side. And indeed, words have different effects. Sometimes the same word, depending upon the intonation, depending upon the positioning in the sentence, depending upon the position of it, how it's delivered, etc., can have one effect or the other effect. Okay, there are lots of words that have more than one meaning, and it's very, very easy to create confusion and reduce clarity, deliberately or undeliberately, or by design, we'll say. So the grammarian's job is to encourage people to use unambiguous words that get the message across. Not to be fancy, not to try and impress people. So, I've got a vital role to play in the meeting. It's absolutely vital that good speakers have a good set of golf clubs, that they have in their golf bag a whole collection of words which, depending upon where their ball has landed, they're able to take out of the bag and strike the ball either into the hole, the green, or wherever you want to put it. So, that's my job, to be the grammarian. By the way, I also have a job to watch for goodies, real good words, real good expressions, and give people pats on the back for the interesting words that they use. And that's my job, to kind of be a cheerleader for stuff that isn't boring, stuff that brings life into the presentation. So that is what the poor old grammarian does during a meeting of the National... there's a meeting of National Trust. During a meeting of Toastmasters. So that's what I'm going to practice. I've never done this role before. Never done this role before. And in case you're curious, the word, the vital word that I'm going to give them this evening is vital. And we'll see how many of them use that word during the meeting. Anyway, thanks for listening. Just a little bit of... I've now arrived at the hotel. I'm about to go in. And my good friend Shirley is actually being the host for the evening. And it's a gorgeous evening. And after the meeting, we'll go for drinks. And it's the annual general meeting as well. I can't remember when the general annual meeting is going to be held, whether it's at the beginning or the end of the proceedings. But even the annual general meeting, which is such a vital meeting in the, you know, can have words that give vitality to the occasion. There we are. All the best. Bye for now.